right here, driven mainly by our recent capital raise of $5 billion. Average price offered was $449 a share. Combined with the free cash flow of $1.4 billion and partially offset reduces working capital lines of credit, they raised money. Ladies and gentlemen, they said that it was driven mainly by a recent capital raise of $5 billion. Average price, $449 a share. What does that mean? And how does that relate to Apple? All right, ladies and gentlemen, so if you don't know what they mean, this means, remember when Tesla did a stock split about a month or two ago? Tesla and Apple did a stock split right at the same time. Tesla stock price went from $2,500 and it cut off, it was like $2,200. Don't quote me on that. Some over $2,000. I brought Tesla at about $600 originally. It went all the way up to $2,000 and then now it's split to $449. Ladies and gentlemen, when you buy a stock, that is considered a capital raise. So mainly a bunch of the money they raised this quarter came from the stock split. This means that Apple also did a stock split. Apple, Tesla did a 5-to-1, and I think Tesla did a 4-to-1. Apple went from $400 to $100, right? So Apple did a 4-to-1, and you've seen when Apple and Tesla both did stock splits, they raised a bunch of money. This is considered raising money. The reason when you sell a stock, when a company sells a stock, it is their way. When I go on it, I go online and I brought those Tesla shares. All I did was gave my money to Tesla for them to go out and build a new car, make money to raise the value of my stock. So it is you are raising money for a company when you sell stock. So when Tesla split its stock and everybody went crazy, you remember about a month ago, everybody, because investors do have amnesia, all the investors said, Tesla, Tesla, Tesla. Everybody was buying Tesla, right? When it did that stock split. And they're telling you right here inside the earnings report, their cash. Let's read it again. I don't want you to hear what Prince is saying. Let's read what it says. Cash, quarterly and cash increase, cash and cash equivalents increase by $5.9 billion from quarter to quarter. Their cash increased by $5.9 billion quarter to quarter. So now they got $4.5 billion in cash, driven mainly by our recent capital raise of $5 billion. Average price offering was $449 a share, combined with free cash flow of $1.45. So they're telling you, we increased by $5.9 billion, but $5 billion of that came from our stock split. Now, Prince, what does this mean for an investor? This gives you, by reading one report, Apple reports its earnings next Friday. So Apple also did a stock split and its stock went bananas before the stock split, went bananas after the stock split. Both of them had a massive sell-off since the stock split. Tesla gives, right here, Tesla is giving you an idea of, hey, we made $5 billion from that stock split, pretty much what they're saying. They raised a lot of cash via that stock split. So you can only imagine how much money did Apple raise, because they did the exact same thing. This is how reading one earnings report can give you an indicator of the next report. Read it through the lines. All right? Make sense? Let's see what y'all saying in the comments.